Hello, everyone, and welcome to another little mini-sode of The Lounge. Now, the topic of today's episode is the Band of Three drama that's continuing. And first and foremost, I kind of have to apologize for basically taking Helena Taylor's side blindly. There's been a lot more that's been coming out, and I don't have any problem saying that I was completely wrong with about the situation, and that maybe I should have kept an open mind about it. I don't know, when you hear a voice actor, you hear someone who isn't paid that well or gets fucked over because of big corporations, but I should have just like stopped and thought for a second about the other people who are in this story. I just woke up. I just checked on Twitter. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Sorry to yawn. I'm still in my bed. Yeah, I didn't put into consideration the fact that there are people who actually produce the game that probably get paid less. I'm probably still not going to get the game because I can't afford it right now. And also the fact that Jennifer Hale is the voice actor, who is someone who I really do like. I really like her voice acting style. So she might be a really good Bayonetta. Also, side note, I saw one of, like, if you know Bayonetta as the game, you know that there's a scene where she's fighting angels and they like rip her clothes and then she transforms and shit. The dress she was wearing before they ripped it, it was so ugly. It was so fucking ugly. I hated that design of that dress. But back to Helena Taylor. So more has come out with Helena Taylor's claims that she was only paid $4,000 flat rate, and then it became like the studio came out and said that we offered her $4,000 an hour for like 5 hours or 4 hours, coming in to like around $1,600, $1,500, $20,000 max. And I didn't do my research on this at all. I just went in blindly seeing what was going on, and I made assumptions about that. And that's completely my fault. I should have done more research into it and formed a better opinion. And from what I could see, I mean, she does get paid better than what other voice actors do. And the fact that she was asking for residuals, like, damn. Also, she lied about how much the company makes. They make significantly less than what she said they did. So that's another thing. But I guess we'll have to just keep tuning in to see if any more developments happen. I mean, who knows? Maybe Platinum Games lied about the contract and whatever. I truly don't know what to believe anymore. I feel like I'm being taken on a ride on a game franchise that I just love so much. So, as of right now, it seems like Helena Taylor is just a big fat liar. So, my stance on the whole Bayonetta thing has definitely changed into a much more neutral, not inside of Helena Taylor nor Platinum Games. I still think that the director is kind of an asshole for how he treats women, but Helena Taylor is also problematic, so it's just, it comes down to what the contract says. And I hope Platinum Game releases it so they can clear their name and can finally prove what is the truth. But to be completely honest, none of this is really that important. in like 20 years, who knows, Platinum Games and Helena Taylor will be dead. So it's not even that important. All right, well, I guess that concludes this episode of The Lounge. The little mini-sode. I hope you guys like these. I really do. They're just little things that I like to do to, give you guys more content to listen to, hear my ramblings. I don't know. Thank you for your support, by the way. I really do appreciate it. All right, well, this is Richard signing off. I'll talk to you Friday. All right, bye. I'll miss you.